This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to Nate and the Noise.
Nate Lundy, Sean Drotar, SB Nation Radio. Thank you for being here on this Tuesday. We continue to look around the storylines in the NFL. We focused over the course of the last hour or so. We've talked some about the action from this past weekend and looking ahead to the four teams that remain for this weekend, but still plenty of news going on off the field as well. We began the offseason with a total of six head coaching vacancies, and now only one of them remains. We want to check in on how things are going with the Niners. To do that, David Ficilla joins us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline. David, a part of NinersNation.com. David, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just waiting for the 49ers to do something.
Do you think, I was going to ask you about that in terms of the timing, now that the other five coaching positions are done, do you think that, and I would say this of any team if it were the final team on the list, that you get to the point where now there's not a sense of urgency because now you're not doing the equivalent of a free agency battle anymore? It's sort of a, now you know who has already accepted jobs, so you know who is out there, and now you can take your time?
I mean, you can take your time in the sense that you don't have competition for head coaches, but, you know, you've still got to hire assistant coaches. You still got to get that staff together. You still have to get a front office together with the general manager as well. And so, you know, the longer it takes, they may have their people that they think will join them, but there's still going to be limitations the longer that you take to hire somebody.
David, do you think that we're going to see the general manager position filled first, the coaching filled first, or do you think it's going to be a package deal that gets announced at the same time?
My guess is it's a package deal. I mean, I'm sure there'll be leaks here and there, but there's been some talk that the 49ers might conduct more interviews of general manager candidates this week. They can't talk to Kyle Shanahan until next week. So my guess at this point is that they'll follow up with some of the GM candidates. I know Cardinals VP Terry McDonough has been connected with Shanahan in the past. And so, they'll talk to the candidates. Then next week, they'll bring in Shanahan and potentially have him talking with the GM candidates as well and try and get that all sorted out amidst, an obvious contract negotiation.
How was the news that Josh McDaniels pulled his name from consideration received? Was that received as a repudiation of the 49ers in any way?
Well, I mean, there are definitely some people that think that it is a sign that clearly the 49ers are not in a position that they want to be in to hire a head coach like Josh McDaniels. There's people that are saying, well, maybe he heard that they were focusing on Shanahan, and so he wanted to pull his name out as well. I think that's more just people trying to tell themselves that to tell them things are fine. But McDaniels is in a situation where, he was fired from Denver, so this next job as a head coach might be his last opportunity as a head coach in the NFL. So if he ends up in a position where there's a good chance he gets fired sooner rather than later, he's in a situation where there's instability, then it makes sense not to take it. And the 49ers are sort of the picture of instability in the NFL.
When you look at both of the openings that exist, do you have a particular, style or what have you that you would like to see done with the coaching position, David? Is there a particular type of candidate that you think fits best?
Well, I mean, from the coaching position, right now they're down to Kyle Shanahan and Tom Cable, and that's it. They've interviewed other candidates, but they all, that included Sean McVay, Sean McDermott, other guys that all ended up with jobs. And so they're down to these two. And so really the way I look at it, it's either you pick Kyle Shanahan or you make the wrong decision. There are a lot of candidates that would have been great to see them interview. I think they could have expanded the search to some other options, but Tom Cable is not the answer from a wide variety of perspectives, not just the football issues, but the off the field issues. I don't see how you can even think of hiring him based on all that.
How much freedom is the new organization going to have with this team? I mean, obviously there's been challenges around the quarterback position and controversy. They've also, over the last couple of years, I think an underrated part of the 49ers' decline has been the fact they had a spate of retirements of guys that were young. How much freedom is whoever comes in and gets an opportunity to run this team to strip it down, to start over, or does ownership feel that there is some sort of base to work with?
All indications are that ownership has told candidates they're going to get plenty of patience. They're going to get all the resources they need. I think that given the fact that they fired the general manager, they recognize there isn't much of a base. I mean, there are talented players on the team. DeForest Buckner, Navarro Bowman, Eric Armstead, Carlos Hyde. You know, there's a list of players that are still solid options, but they don't have a cornerstone franchise player, and they have no depth. And so I think the firing of Trent Baalke recognizes that and shows that, you know, the 49ers are at least willing to recognize they're in the middle, you know, they're at the very beginning stages of a huge rebuild. Now, you know, whether ownership has the patience to go through it is a whole other question entirely.
If you had to handicap it, David, who do you think they hire?
I'm going to go with Shanahan and McDonough. All indications, like I said, is that I still don't know why they interviewed Tom Cable, but it sounds like he is the very clear backup candidate. A lot of it's going to come down to what happens next week when the 49ers meet with Shanahan again. There's going to be contract negotiations. There's going to be questions of power and control, and they could very well screw that up. But for now, I'll go with Shanahan and McDonough. I would say in terms of GM candidates, Brian Gutekunst of Green Bay is also in the mix there as well. But, yeah, I'll go with Shanahan McDonough.
Good stuff. David Ficillo covering the Niners, part of NinersNation.com, which is a part of the SB Nation. David, always appreciate the time. Thanks for stopping by this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
David's on Twitter at David Ficillo, F-U-C-I-L-L-O, David Ficillo. He's on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click to find out how much you could save. I think it's really a matter of how Shanahan feels about the job, not how the Niners feel about him.
Do you feel, Nate, and I'm curious because, you know, there are only so many we talk about. There's only 32 of these jobs. But after Josh McDaniels let it alone, we've agreed this is a big, big job with a lot of work in front of you and really a pretty uncertain future. Is it possible that Kyle Shanahan takes a look at he wants to be a head coach, but he takes a look at this job and he said, you know what, maybe I'll stick with Matt Ryan for another year. Who knows how far this is going to go. They might even end up winning the Super Bowl and say, I'm going to do what Josh McDaniels did. You know what? I'm going to stay here. I'm going to bet on myself. I bet we have another good year like this, and I'm going to wait for one of the other 6 to 8 jobs that opens up every year and hope that one of those is better. He's only 37.
Yes. He's got some time. He's also not in a bad place right now with Atlanta. You know, I mean, Carolina came crashing down after their remarkable season in 2015. You know, the Saints have a lot of holes that they need help with. They're always amazing on offense because of Drew Brees, but they don't have anything else to go along with it. So it's a division that you can feel very good about if you're Atlanta based on where you are already.
And the youth of so many guys at their positions, you know, yeah, I think they're in great shape. If I'm Kyle Shanahan, I'll be honest, I understand the temptation is huge to mm-hmm. take one of these jobs because you never know when they're going to come available. If I'm Kyle Shanahan, if I were his friend, I'd say, you know what? Wait. I mean, unless Atlanta goes 2-12 or something and their offense looks like garbage next year, it's not going to get pinned on him. He's still going to be considered one of the bright minds. I'd like, wait for a better gig.
Atlanta would need to completely crash next year for him to wind up taking some of the blame. And I think that I just don't see, as long as they're healthy, I don't see that happening. And even if for some reason they weren't healthy, let's say Matt Ryan tweaks his knee in training camp. Well, that's not Kyle Shanahan's fault. You know what I mean? Like, I think even then he would be given a pass. I don't think at the age of 37 he has to be worried that there is a window of opportunity that is closing on him. You know, I mean, this isn't a quarterback on a team who's in his mid to late 30s.
Right.
Who's got one last shot, Peyton Manning.
/ Drew Brees.
I mean, you're not in that mode.
Yeah, sitting.
In that mode. You're not there yet.
In the division. I think they're in good shape.
You've got time to continue to grow, if necessary, with the players that you have. You can continue to show your strengths. But if at the end of the day you like the idea of going to the Niners and you believe that they're going to give you kind of carte blanche to do whatever you want, including from a personnel standpoint to have some input on where they go at quarterback, what they do at wide receiver, etc., then maybe it's pretty attractive to you. Some people like that idea of having a blank slate and creating something from scratch. That could be appealing, and if Kyle Shanahan's that guy, then that's the job for him. 42 after, SB Nation Radio.